Saga Egmont presents A Kiss from the Fae by Kennedy Kerr. Read by Fia Rose. Prologue.
So you see, Fae Morgan, you have nothing else left to bargain with, and I will not allow you to leave unless...
Levantiana looked appraisingly at Fae and held out her hand.
There might be something, but you will not like it.
Fae could hear the distant pounding of feet. Someone was coming.
If this is the only way, then I'll do what has to be done, Fae answered grimly. Will you help us get home, if I agree to your bargain?
Of course. Levantiana's smile twinkled brightly.
What is it? What do you want in return?
Fae took Levantiana's hand, and the queen waved her other hand at the approaching soldiers. They slowed as if they were running in syrup.
Something you can make, but I cannot.
A child. Fae frowned in disbelief.
A child, she repeated. What? No, that's inhuman.
Levantiana laughed.
I am not human, she agreed. Why a child? Fae stammered. I have my reasons, Levantiana regarded Fae impassively. Or I can wave my hand and they will take you. And they will put you and your lover in the darkest place in this castle and leave you to rot there. It is your choice.
She smiled icily.
And believe me, Shileth, the dungeons here are filled with horrors you cannot comprehend. It's no choice, Fae cried. Please don't ask this of me. Another plea. You humans are full of wants, and yet when your pleas are answered, you do not like the solutions.
Levantiana snapped.
You are human. You can have other babies, as many as you wish. You will not miss one. And I assure you that it will be well taken care of. It will live as a prince or princess of Murius.
There was no compassion in Levantiana's eyes. No understanding that a baby was anything other than a possession or a pet.
Choose. Quickly.
I managed to get Rav away from Finn, Fae reasoned. So I can make this right too. For now, I can agree to the pact. I don't have to do it.
All right. I agree to your pact, she said. Now, get us out of here.
Rules for interacting with fairy. 1. Never eat or drink in the fairy realms. Taking in their food and drink, while delicious, will alter a human body forever and make it more of the fae, less of the human. This can result in a greater susceptibility to illness and bad luck while in the human world, though it can confer great power in the worlds of fairy. 2. Following on from 1, the rule of balance applies between the fairy and the human worlds. Each world depends on the other to exist, and there is a natural ebb and flow between the realms. If one realm seeks to overpower the other, chaos reigns. If they work harmoniously together, peace reigns. 3. Fairy powers must be propitiated by the humans assigned the task, who we call witches. To maintain peace with the fairy realms, witches must care for their places of power in nature, leave regular offerings, and remain in communication with the Fae. 4. Do not ask special boons of the Fae. The rule of balance demands payment, and if a human asks the Fae for help, know that it will be given, but the price demanded in return will be high. 5. Observe the rites of the seasons, Beltane, Samhain, the solstices and the equinoxes. 6. Study the fairy realms and know them before entering them. Keep your wits about you at all times when in the realm of fairy. The fae realms are not like the human world.